Grand Canyon University, an affordable private Christian university, is one of the largest and fastest growing universities in the country, offering more than 270 programs online. In addition to federal grants and aid, GCU's online students received nearly $130 million in institutional scholarships in 2022. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu/myoffer to see the scholarships you may qualify for.
We're not going to take it. That's it. We're done. We're not going to take it. Bernie just said it. We're done with that. By the way, Bern, quick, before we get to the great Gordon Chang, the comment that Perdue made that the liberal media is going nuts over this morning said to Stacey Abrams, go back where you came from. I don't know what that means, where she came from originally, but they're calling that a racist comment. Any idea? I don't know. Anyway, Gordon Chang, when it comes to Asia, nobody better. Really, when it comes to any foreign policy, nobody better. You can follow Gordon at Gordon G. Chang on Twitter. And look, we're not that far removed from Joe Biden coming under some serious criticism when he said basically he wanted to take out Putin, which you just don't say something like that when you're the president. Well, now he's done it again. Not just Putin and Russia, but he said the last couple of days that the U.S. would respond militarily if, in fact, China invaded Taiwan. So he goes from A, taking out Putin, to B, telling folks that we would go into Taiwan with force to defend the Taiwan people against China. It is very clear, Gordon Chang, that Joe Biden just didn't get the playbook.
Yeah, Joe Biden clearly wants to defend Taiwan. This is the third time that he said it. He said it to George Stephanopoulos on ABC in August of last year. He said it to Anderson Cooper of CNN in October of last year, and he said it now. But in all three times, White House subordinates have walked it back, as they did a few hours ago. And now Biden himself seems to be a little walk-back mode as well. So this is really a president in disarray, and the White House is amateur hour.
You know, Gordon Chang, Bernard McGurk here, and it's great to have you, Gordon. The fact of the matter is this, and I love the Taiwanese people and their courage, their fortitude. The odds, of course, would be against them if, the communist Chinese did invade the island of Taiwan. And if, let's say that Joe Biden's his doctrine and not his handlers. And by the way, it's interesting that the handlers who walked back what Joe Biden said, nobody would identify themselves. So we don't know who's really running this country. Who said, you know what, we're gonna amend what the president said. Somebody's running this country, and it's not Joe Biden. But either way, let's say Joe Biden prevailed, and we would have to defend the island of Taiwan. Is our military ready for this? I mean, I just don't see it. I don't see it in this day and age with the type of, the population that we have, the young people would have to fight the wars. And with this woke, these woke generals who are running the military, you had General Milley talking about, white supremacy at West Point to the cadets the other day. It was really disgusting. Do you think that we could actually prevail in a war defending Taiwan against the communist Chinese?
That's a great question. I think we could, Bernie, but I'm not sure, and for the reasons you mentioned. Also, got to remember that China has better weapons than we do, and they're fighting closer to home. We're fighting 6,000 miles from our shores.
Right.
The Chinese have a lot of challenges of their own. They got a Soviet-style military, two lines of command, one military, one political. That never works. They also, remember, they're going to try something that they've never done in their history, which is a combined air-land-sea operation. Those are very difficult for anybody. Also, the Chinese have a lot of challenges with regard to maintenance, and they haven't fought since 1979 in the time that they actually got beaten up by the Vietnamese. So, nobody really knows what would happen, but you raise really important points there.
What is the relationship right now between us and China? Again, we come off them unleashing that deadly virus. We know that Trump was very, very tough on Ping. What is the relationship right now between the U.S. and China?
It is really up in the air because, as you point out, the Chinese, they deliberately spread that disease beyond their borders. Wherever this disease came from, and we don't know 100% about that, but 100% we know that the Chinese spread it beyond their borders. And we also know 100% that the Chinese are sending these fentanyl gangs out. The Communist Party knows about them in their near total surveillance state, but they want to kill Americans. And we've got an administration that is not willing to understand the nature of the challenge and is not protecting us like it needs to. So we're really at risk because although we're a far stronger society, we're not defending ourselves like we should. And that means we could lose our country.
Wow. Yeah, very very ominous comment from Gordon Chang. By the way, it's at Gordon Chang on Twitter, at Gordon Chang.
At Gordon and, G. Chang. I'll make sure you have the G. Oh, at Gordon G. Chang.
My apologies. Yes. At Gordon G. Chang. So, Gordon, the Chinese are experiencing, economic chaos. And correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe that's the case. Of course, they have the lockdowns in Shanghai and other places with COVID and you know, they're not exporting what they would normally export at this point. Regarding all that, is Xi Jinping, would he, you know, engage in an invasion just to distract from his domestic problems at this point?
I really worry about that, Bernie, because the Chinese economy is in contraction. They got a debt crisis, worsening food shortages, deteriorating environment, and as you point out, these COVID-19 outbreaks that they can't deal with. China's right now a mess, and Xi Jinping, who's a pretty bold character, he could lash out. And it could be Taiwan, Japan, the Philippines, India again, who knows? But this is one of the most dangerous times in our lifetimes. I think actually more dangerous than the Cuban Missile Crisis of 1962
Wow.
or Checkpoint Charlie in Berlin of 1961. And the reason is that Kennedy and Khrushchev back then knew that they were not going to let their nukes fly. I'm not sure about that guy called Putin and Xi Jinping.
Wow, that is scary. Gordon G. Chang on Twitter. Gordon Chang back here with Bernie and Sid. You know, I hate bringing everything back to Donald Trump, but can't help it being that both Bernie and I, and even Bernie more than me, big fans of the former president. But it's a very simple question. Putin is running amok in Ukraine. China is considering invading Taiwan. If Donald Trump was still president, would any of these things be going on, especially China, Taiwan?
Yeah, I don't think so. You know, history shows that during Obama's years, 2014, Putin took Crimea. And, you know, this year, Putin takes or tries to take the rest of Ukraine. There's those 4 years in the middle where Putin didn't do anything. Now, I wasn't a big fan of Trump's Putin policies, but you got to know, Putin did not march on anybody during Trump's years. And I think the Chinese, they looked at Trump. They thought he was unpredictable. They couldn't handle him. So they left a wide berth. You know, that's not true now because they clearly don't respect Biden. You know, I'm not saying that they're right, but the truth is they don't respect the guy, which means that they're trying all of this crap right now. And I think, you know, if Trump were president, this would be a much more peaceful world.
No question about it. Yes. Fear, weakness begets war and strength begets peace. And we have weakness right now, and that's what we're seeing, begetting war, essentially. Now, China, of course, they're responsible for all this fentanyl. I mean, directly killing the youth and even adults of America, directly killing them. And you hear nothing from Joe Biden. Squat. You know, the COVID pandemic they perpetrated on the globe and the United States, of course. The death count is over 1 million. Though I'd be wary of that because a lot of times if somebody was hit by a car, they had COVID, they died really from getting hit by a car, but they listed it as a COVID death. Either way, but Biden says nothing about it, nothing about any of that. My question to you, Gordon Chang, given all the dealings with Hunter Biden and China flying on Air Force Two and all the deals, Tony Bobulinski laid it all out. Do you think Joe Biden is compromised? They have something on Joe Biden, and he's acting accordingly.
Yeah, I think that's a real possibility. You know, Hunter Biden, we know that there is a lot of deals that don't happen in the absence of corruption. And with Hunter Biden, he is a troubled individual by his own admission. He was on Chinese soil. If he did anything there, Beijing would have proof of it, and they could be blackmailing Biden, and we might never know about that. So, yeah, this is really concerning. You know, this is a problem when they don't talk about it. I mean, if they were willing to talk about Hunter Biden's relationship with Beijing, explain it all out, then, you know, we might have some sort of level of comfort. But the Biden team absolutely refuses to talk about Hunter. That's a real warning sign.
Let's add a third player to our conversation. We've talked about Putin and Russia. We've talked about Ping in China. Let's go to Rocket Man. You know, early on in the Bernie and Sid show 6 years ago, Gordon, you were on mostly to talk about North Korea, not China. And in comes Trump. He nicknames this bastard Rocket Man. And the next thing you know, the guy's not doing nothing. Now, as far as I know, he's not that far removed from firing missiles out there again. What is the latest with North Korea? What's going on there?
Yeah, they've tested a lot of missiles this year, and they've been testing them at a faster pace than ever before. This year, they've tested hypersonic glide vehicles that look identical to China's, and we have not heard from anything from President Biden about China proliferating this technology to the North Koreans. Again, this is a critical failing because clearly the North Koreans didn't develop the world's most sophisticated weaponry on their own.
Right.
Also, the North Koreans, they've been digging a tunnel at Punggye-ri, their only known nuclear test site, so we can expect a detonation pretty soon. This is, again, you know, one of those times where the Biden administration is just trying not to do anything about North Korea, and the North Koreans are taking advantage of the situation.
Gordon Chang on the Bernie and Sid Show. At Gordon G. Chang is the Twitter handle, at Gordon G. Chang. Hey, Gordon, let's just bring it home domestically for a moment, if you don't mind. The Asian people, they're a wonderful asset to the United States. The Asian immigrants, incredibly accomplished, work ethic like none other. And so there's a lot of envy out there, a lot of envy. They actually, median income, they surpass white Americans, believe it or not. And, of course, Latino and black Americans, way, way ahead of those. So, again, like I mentioned, envy, maybe jealousy. But the anti-Asian hate that we see around this country, I mean, Joe Biden was all over it initially. He thought he could make some political hay out of it when he thought, hey, it's these white Trump supporters. But once they realized that it was actually, well, a different ethnicity that was perpetrating all of these hate crimes, they just shut up. They just dummied up about all these hate crimes, and it really makes me sick to my stomach to see these hate crimes out there and nobody addressing them. Nobody, you know, going to the source. What's the problem? Who's committing the crimes, and why are they doing it? Gordon Chang, do you have any opinion on this whole anti-Asian hate crime phenomenon?
Yeah, but let me talk about another aspect of it, because you're right. It's not the whites who are often the perpetrators of these types of hate crimes, and the Biden administration doesn't want to talk about that. But also remember, we got a lot of Asian Americans who openly support our enemy, the People's Republic of China. And so, and I'm an Asian American, a Chinese American. We got to be realistic that we can't support a country that is killing Americans and expect other Americans to sort of leave us alone. Remember, Beijing, big propaganda saying, oh, you can't criticize China because that encourages anti-Asian hate in the United States. Well, no, you know, we Asian Americans, we Chinese Americans have got to speak up for America. And if we don't do that, and a lot of us don't, then, yeah, of course we don't deserve to be the objects of hate crimes, but let's be realistic about the way things are going these days.
Gordon Chang, always spectacular on the Bernie and Sid in the Morning Show, as we both point out a couple of times during the conversation. Follow Gordon. He's a great Twitter follow, at Gordon G. Chang, at Gordon G. Chang. Hey, Gordo, as always, excellent job. Thank you so much for stopping by. We'll talk again soon. Yeah. Thank you.
No, thanks, Bernie and Sid.
All right, you the man.
And I did call you Gordo. Yes, I did, because we're that close. 1-800-848-WABC. 1-800-848-9222. He's the first and a really good one of four great guests stopping by today, later on this hour. Always great on a Tuesday morning. Our heroic friend, the great cop, Bo Deedle. He's coming up at 7:40. Dr. Mark Siegel, Fox News on the monkeypox, coming up at 8:40. And Republican gubernatorial candidate, the last of the four. We've had the other three on, Zeldin, Giuliani, and Astorino. Harry Wilson makes his debut on the Bernie and Sid Show coming up at 9:05. Big Tuesday show. Keep it right here.